opportunity right now for myself to visit with Mason Scheidegger, a senior for the Newell Fonda boys basketball team. First of all, Mason, had to feel good for you and your teammates to get a couple of wins last week.
Yeah, it was really good for our team. I think we're hitting a good stride here, and I think we're up to a really good start. Got a couple wins under our belt with this kind of our new team going forward. So
yeah, you mentioned a new team. I look at your roster. I see six sophomores. How are these young kids growing into their roles? And what kind of leadership are maybe yourself and Reed Cruz trying to give to these younger players?
I think the main thing is their confidence. When they first came in here, getting their first starting roles in varsity playing time, what was the main thing that we needed to get across was their confidence and their ability to play basketball. And these past couple of games, it's really shown.
You know, you got to believe in yourself. You got to have the faith that you can do the job. And so far, coming into this week, again, 4 wins, 8 losses for the Newell Fonda boys basketball team, who will play the second one here in our doubleheader against Storm Lake St. Mary's. What do you remember from last year's two meetings? I know what St. Mary's coach Nick Landgraf remembers. He remembers a lot about you because you had a good game against the Panthers last year where you had a big first quarter. What do you remember from last year's meetings?
I know Broik, he knows how to attack the basketball. He's fast. He's athletic. DeMars, he knows how to score, too. He's a great basketball player. These guys maybe a little bit underlooked in our conference, and they're a pretty good basketball team, so we got a tough one here for us tonight.
Well, I like to hear you're giving them credit. You don't want to take anything for granted, and I want to take a moment to congratulate you now, sealing the deal how long ago to attend the University of South Dakota and play football. When did this happen?
I committed mid-summer, so about beginning of June, I committed to USD, and everything felt right about it, and I can't wait for the future there.
You know, I had an opportunity to go to their football media day in August this past summer. I was really impressed with Coach Glenn. The offensive coordinator, Coach Pashorner, was a Lake City native. And now I just found out tonight that Coach Glenn retired. Mm-hmm. Most of that's I'm curious, who was doing the most of the recruiting of you during that process? Was it their offensive line coach or who?
No, it was Coach Pashorner. That was basically the guy who got to know me, the guy who I built the relationship by, and it was kind of sad to see him go, but, you know.
Really nice guy. I had a good talk with him that day. So let's talk about the process now from high school to college. You've been in communication via social media.
Yep.
You made a visit last weekend up to Vermilion.
Yep.
What is the coaching staff asking of you, knowing that, you know, you're going to play some basketball yet and you still have a few more months of your high school career? What are they asking you to do here before fall rolls around?
Basically stay in shape, I think, is the main thing. Stay athletic, stay with my abilities to play, and I know I can do that with basketball here and also track in the spring, so I shouldn't have a problem with that at all.
Good for you. It's good to hear. And may I ask, how often during basketball season do you have a chance to get into the weight room?
Basketball season, we lift on Wednesday. We take about 45 minutes out of our practice to lift on Wednesdays, and then we lift Sunday nights as well. So,
halftime of our varsity girls game, 36-24. Newell Fonda leading Storm Lake St. Mary's. Chris Bachman joined by Mason Scheidegger, who next year will be a Yote, coyote. When you were a little kid, did you even think that Division I athletics was a possibility?
You know, you always dream as a little kid, I guess, but no, I never thought of it, never imagined it at all.
Have they given you any insight of possible playing time? Maybe not. That's, you know, you just got to go there, get on campus, and do all the drills and so forth.
Yeah, I know I'm definitely going to have to work for some playing time. I know this season I'm pretty sure I'm going to be redshirting. So, yeah, it'll be a little while before I get on that field.
You know, but it was a USD team this past fall that went 5-6. Of course, they went up to North Dakota State and won 24-21.
that was huge.
That was unbelievable. Yeah. So I think Coach Glenn, you know, they made the big jump, you know, from Division II now in you know, the Division I AA as it used to be known. So it's going to take some time, but hopefully you'll be finding your stride and getting some playing time. Yeah. What do you think of the campus up there?
Oh, it's beautiful. They got a lot of new facilities, and they're also getting a new weight room facility, more athletic facilities, a new basketball arena as well.
Yes, I saw that.
It's impressive what they're doing up there.
What was the recruiting like? I'm sure it wasn't just USD sending you mail and calling you up. How did you handle the recruiting process from all the potential colleges?
I kind of looked at everyone really closely, but once I knew, you know, I had that feeling that USD was the one, you know, I kind of backed off of everyone else. And once I committed, I was committed forward to USD. I didn't really hear from anyone else. I didn't take any words from anyone else.
I got to bring it up. This past football season was such a great year again for Mustang football, and it had to be so difficult for you not to be able to play at the Unidome in the semifinals due to an injury sustained early in the quarterfinal round game. How tough was that? I mean, probably a really silly question, but, I mean, when you woke up that morning and you know you can't play, it had to kill you.
Yeah, it was tough. I think it was more tough, though, listening on the radio to the quarterfinal game and knowing I couldn't celebrate with my teammates after that win. That was the part that really kind of hit me hard.